Linda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Truth About Her, written by Jacqueline Maley and read by Lara Robinson. The summer after I wrote the story that killed Tracy Doran, I had just stopped sleeping with two very different men, following involvement in what some people on the internet called a sex scandal. Although when it was described that way, it didn't seem like the kind of thing that happened to me. It seemed like something that happened to the people I wrote about, who were a different sort of people altogether. That summer I was living in a tumble-down terrace in Glebe with my small daughter Maddie, who was the centre of everything. The house was old, and it stood under the firm guardianship of a giant Moreton Bay fig, which was even older than it. The fig was huge and occasionally menacing, like a cross between a giant pterodactyl and a piece of ancient fauna that belonged in the business end of a fairy tale. It was always threatening to overwhelm the house, but I had other things to worry about then. The fig I lived with, the house I loved. It stood across the road from a park that was stitched into the foreshore, and it boasted harbour glimpses if you stood on the lip of the bath and threw up the sash of the window above the toilet. I often stood on the lip of the bath, not to glimpse the harbour, but because it was the only way you could get a survey of your entire outfit, there being no full-length mirror in the house. Since moving in, I'd been meaning to buy one and fix it to the back of a door, but that had been over 2 years ago. There never seemed to be any time for this project, and I had become used to regarding my body in segments. Face, décolletage, a pair of floating legs. As I moved through the city for my job, every now and then I came upon myself reflected in a full-length mirror in an office bathroom or a boutique. Here I am, I would think. There I go. It was a fresh surprise every time, this vision of my whole self. The lack of a large reflective surface was not the house's only fault. It had rising damp and crumbling plasterwork. The backyard was carpeted with spiky sweet gum pods and its French doors swelled when it rained. Still, it was the kind of uniquely Sydney prize that caused real estate agents to slime their business cards through the letterbox on a near-daily basis, and even once to sidle up to me at Maddie's preschool Christmas concert. She played an unconvincing sheep. And ask if I was thinking of selling, the market being what it was. I would never have thought of selling, not least because the house wasn't mine. It belonged to my Uncle Sam, who had bought it for $20,000 in 1970, a fact which caused people to gasp when he related at dinner parties.